This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Legal experts are giving an American history lesson as they testify in the House impeachment probe on Capitol Hill. We get more from AP's correspondent Sagar Meghani.
At the panel's first impeachment hearing, Harvard professor Noah Feldman says the founding fathers worried about a president trying to abuse his office to stay in power.
That's in fact why they thought they needed impeachment.
And says under what's been shown so far, the founders would have expected the House to impeach the president. Feldman was one of three experts Democrats called to boost their case for removing President Trump. But George Washington University's Jonathan Turley, the sole GOP witness, says Democrats don't have a case, partly because they're rushing it.
This isn't an impulse buy item. You're trying to remove a duly elected president of the United States, and that takes time, it takes work.
And says the evidence so far does not merit that. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Donald Trump accused Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of being two-faced after Trudeau and other NATO leaders appeared to have made critical comments about him. A recording of a reception Tuesday night in London's Buckingham Palace shows Trudeau huddling with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Britain's Princess Anne, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, and French President Emmanuel Macron. Trudeau was overheard apparently commenting on Trump's lengthy impromptu exchange with journalists. Earlier Wednesday, NATO leaders gathered at a golf resort outside of London to present a united front amid bitter differences over terrorism, Turkey, and increased burden sharing. The leaders released a statement afterwards promising to focus more attention on the challenges posed by Russia and rising superpower China. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Dr. Tetsu Nakamura, who devoted decades of his life to helping people in Afghanistan, has been killed along with five others in a gun attack on his vehicle near Jalalabad. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
The head of Japanese aid agency, Peace Japan Medical Services, died in hospital. One of six people killed after gunmen attacked their vehicle in the eastern Afghan city, Jalalabad. The ambush came a week after a grenade attack on a UN vehicle in Kabul, heightening fears for those doing humanitarian work amid one of the world's longest-running conflicts. An eyewitness saw the attack on Nakamura's vehicle.
When the vehicles of the Japanese man arrived in this area, the attackers opened fire on them and they shot at the Japanese man, his driver and his bodyguard. Right after the attack, when the Japanese man raised his head, one of the attackers shouted and said he's still alive. They shot him again.
Nakamura had been involved in rebuilding Afghan irrigation and agriculture and had recently been granted honorary Afghan citizenship for his decades of humanitarian work.
That's David Doyle of Reuters. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani called Wednesday for the release of any unarmed and innocent people who were detained during protests against gasoline price hikes after 2 weeks of violent clashes. Reuters' Francesca Lina has details.
Violent clashes erupted in mid-November after the government abruptly raised fuel prices by as much as 300%. A lawmaker said last week that about 7,000 protesters had been arrested, a number which the judiciary rejects. Tehran has given no official death toll, but Amnesty International said on Monday it had documented the deaths of at least 208 protesters, making the disturbances the bloodiest since the 1979 uprising that swept Shiite clerics to power.
That's Francesca Lina. China has responded with swift condemnation after the U.S. Congress overwhelmingly approved a bill targeting its mass crackdown on ethnic Muslim minorities. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The legislation condemns the detention of an estimated 1 million Uyghurs, Kazakhs, and others in China's far west Xinjiang region. Chinese government departments published a slew of strongly worded rebukes to the bill, calling it another example of U.S. interference into China's internal affairs. The Foreign Affairs Commission of China's legislature says the U.S. has turned a blind eye to its efforts to combat terrorism and safeguard human rights in Xinjiang. The commission says the bill disregards the facts and mixes up black and white. I'm Karen Chamas.
On Wall Street, stocks advanced on hopes of a new U.S.-China trade deal. All three major indices are trading in positive territory with about an hour left in the day. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.